Welcome to Classical IPR in Concert. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. The year 2020 will go down in history for many reasons. One of those reasons got a bit overshadowed last year, and that's the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. Composed by Jeffrey Cobb, and with a text by Laura Knight Cobb, The Lesson of the Lark is a celebration of that anniversary.
It started with my wife, Laura Knight Cobb, who's a local author. She wrote a book called The Lesson of the Lark, and it was written in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment. And I was just struck by the beauty and power of the text. And I turned to her after she completed, and I said, I've got to write a concert length piece out of this. It just really spoke to me.
Last year at this time, the students and faculty in the music department at Northwestern Michigan College began rehearsing for the world premiere performance of The Lesson of the Lark. But then 2020 happened, and as a result, the premiere of The Lesson of the Lark moved to December of last year, and the rehearsals and performances went online.
We were searching for something that would work well in the virtual realm, as it were. And it just made sense because the choirs had already done all this great work on The Lesson of the Lark for us just to continue that process. So we just moved it into the virtual realm, and that's kind of where we are today.
We're excited to share that world premiere with you this week on Classical IPR in Concert. As Jeffrey Cobb told us, some of this transition to the virtual realm was really challenging.
It's not perfect. It doesn't replace that face-to-face connection and that being in the same space and feeling the vibrations of the music that we're all creating together. Nothing can replace that. But there was something really great, especially after we'd all been locked down and kind of isolated for months and months, to see each other on the screen and to see each other's beautiful faces and to feel like we are connecting and working on something together and making music together.
There were other benefits to an online format, such as the fact that singers from all over Northern Michigan could now participate. Plus, NMC's audio tech and visual communications programs could participate, crafting the visual and audio presentation. It's a big piece with huge performing forces, including choir, jazz orchestra, a narrator, and two soloists. In fact, some instrumentalists, including Laurie Sears, Josh Wagner, and Mike Hunter, could effectively clone themselves in this virtual orchestra.
I scored the piece for kind of a modified jazz big band. And in a jazz big band, you've got four trumpets, four trombones, five saxes, and a rhythm section. I've also added to this score clarinet, flute, and strings. But what's been great about this virtual realm is that it's allowed us to clone our players. So our instructor of trumpet, Josh Wagner, does all four trumpet parts. Mike Hunter, who former jazz band director here, amazing trombone player, does all four trombone parts. And Laurie Sears, who's featured quite a bit, soloing, et cetera, throughout, she does all five sax parts.
In the performance, this jazz orchestra is joined by the Northwestern Michigan College Choirs and soloist Laura Osgood-Brown and Kaylin Wheeler-Gooden. The narrator is also the author of the text, Laura Knight Cobb. We have a link to the program, including the full text and all of the performers' names, at classicalipr.org. Now, here's last month's world premiere performance of The Lesson of the Lark, with music by Jeffrey Cobb and text by Laura Knight Cobb.
Thank you. A girl peered into Seneca's garden. A lark sweetly sang. The girl hoisted her starched white petticoat. She'd been summoned and given a light.
Please open this gate. Please open this gate. I'm here to bring change, make things right.
The lark then eyed a gardener who was planting his seeds with great pride. The gardener gave a wink of assurance. He wiped his brow, for the time had arrived. He lifted a bent key from his pocket, held her elbow, and led her inside. As her mud-caked boots passed the threshold, the girl glowed a magnificent hue. Enchanted by fragrant blossoms and vines, her cheeks misted by waterfall's dew. The gardener's eyes widened gleefully. His blissful smile held secrets divine. He knew she would lead a movement, cradled by hands of master design. The gardener pointed round joyfully. He giggled with earnest delight. The lark fluttered to perch on his finger. Stroking her feathers, he spoke with insight.
Will be crushed in the field.
then interrupted by a gathering crowd, curious bystanders who puzzled with wonder. They marveled to witness this epic event, for divinity and grace swept them under. She addressed her new allies with confidence. She cleared her throat to decisively declare,
"The entitlements of men over women. All those entitlements of men over women. Those entitlements, they are privileges. They are privileges we simply
her sacred promise. A revolution began that day. Her voice, sure and firm, was persuading.
We'll be right back.
The lark's calls quickened in rhythm. Soon the garden was filled with grand splendors. As the young and the old stood proudly together, they were transformed into freedom's defenders. Hand in hand, they gathered in more closely. As the songbirds sang hymns of elation, the crowd listened as her insights were shared, the lark's lesson, a dream for liberation.
No longer, longer, no longer, longer shall your words not be rejected. No longer, longer, no longer, longer be obedient, dutiful, and be. You must grow, you must grow, you must grow, you must grow, shut thorns of protection. Like yellow roses, be powerful and unique. With honor, you'll expand this endeavor. With fortitude, you'll govern with love. With defiance, our reforms, your reforms, your reforms to take root.
Then the lark took flight in the east wind. The gardener grinned and nodded her way. The crowd marched forward to begin the crusade, for there was no time left for delay.
Peace and quickly to your churches and schoolyards. Beyond our rivers and mountains, the divine. The bridges are both the bridges are both to forgive your rights. This is my dream for liberation.
yet their message was received with great malice. Violent fury brewed frenzied alarms. Swift tempers spread rage of contempt and disdain. Intimidation left women disarmed. Squalls of hate stormed about in foolish pride. Clouded by exploitation and power, thunder deafened those who dared to defy. Domination and chauvinism devoured. Ever clear in their pursuit for fairness, through years of condemning disputes, the silent sentinels endured harsh realities of women's restrictions, sufferings, and abuse. Upon wings of faith soaring ever higher, wives and sisters prevailed day and night. They stood firm through bitter gales and blistered palms, holding banners of white, purple, gold ever tight. Resilient in their sacred vigil, renegades with a purpose to embrace, no word was ever spoken. They were adorned by hidden grace. Yet their efforts were chastised, scorned, and mocked. Arrogance created torrents of despair. Relentless abuse from their vicious assaults captured the lark in the fowler's snares. A courageous sacrifice for parody, yet they continued to mock, berate, and beat. Her wings were crushed with brutality and wrath. The lark lay dead, brokenhearted, at their feet. Then the gardener reappeared with great sorrow. His face wrinkled by thousands of suns. Weeping great tears for this tragedy, he uttered,
"Don't you see?
Oh,
Then the gardener brushed the dirt from his knees as he offered a silent prayer. With a heavy sigh, he faced westerly. Other gardens need attending elsewhere. He knew then his promise had been realized and gently handed the girl his last seed. She clutched it close to her heart and sighed. Its safety was now guaranteed. In its branches, a symbol to be cherished. All eyes then peered slowly upward. They stood in awe of what lay in her nest, 3 golden eggs resting safely. Hope, faith, and love, her vow manifest.
Oh, ugly sized men, for everyone, peace for everyone. Please let me love you, remember the long stretch of that sand. The sound of ugly sized men, for everyone, peace for everyone.
His shadow vanished ever so slowly as he reached the horizon's edge. A new beginning for humanity. They'd unite in equality's pledge. Together, ascending to higher ideals, they sought compromise and fair accord. With grateful hearts and pure intent, integrity had now been restored. Yesterday's tomorrows are now before us. A century of sisters stand eternally strong. Listen for the song carried faintly on the wind. The lesson of the lark calls us all to belong.
Of sisters now stands strong.
The piece is called The Lesson of the Lark, and we just heard the world premiere performance, given online last month. The piece was composed and directed by Jeffrey Cobb, and Laura Knight Cobb wrote the text and was the narrator. The musicians included the Northwestern Michigan College Choirs and soloist Laura Osgood Brown and Kaylin Wheeler Gooden, plus a jazz orchestra featuring faculty and friends of Northwestern Michigan College. See the complete personnel list at classicalipr.org. We also have a link to the video of that world premiere performance if you'd like to watch it and hear it again.